Okay, my topic is today is phosphorus containing flame retardant and their textile applications. My name is Sejin Cheng, working in the cotton chemistry and utilization in Southern Regional Research Center in New Orleans. So my co-author is Brian Condon and then Elena Grave and then Phil Wakelings. Okay, just a mission of our CRIS unit in to increase the cotton's consumption by the inventing products and the process that demonstrate preferred use of cotton over competing fiber in needed and emerging application. So we can make some value added product. For example, it's a flame retardant fabric. So goal of my talk is first is development durable and the low cost and environmentally friendly and frame retardant regeneration from the cellulosic materials. For the making the this FR fabric, so we synthesis of the new and the effective frame retardant chemicals containing phosphorus and nitrogen and then silicon. In this talk is I will focus to the making of phosphorus and nitrogen. Okay, before starting my talk, and then I will show you of the fire statistics in the United States, comparing is 1980 and then 2004. For in the regions of fire in the 750K to the decrease the 380, and the deaths in the 5500 to the 2800. Injured almost 20K to 13K, and then cigarette caused fire, its number is almost 80K to the 12K, big decrease there. And then small open fire, and then 92K to the 17K, cigarette caused death, big decrease the number, also open frame caused the death, 800 to the 200, and the cigarette caused injury in the 3,000 to the 1,200, and then all open frame caused injury is a number of the big decrease there. The number of the significant decreased from the 1980 to the 2004 is caused by maybe there is a lot of regions or area has we have a smoke detector. Also we have maybe a smoke alarm. Also maybe decrease the number of smoker. Also maybe we improve to the maybe fire standard consumer product, or maybe consumer has a very high education for the fire safety education. That's why there is a big number is a decrease there. But still, there is a lot of a big number. Almost 50% of the United States fire death is caused by textile related. Usually textile material is being to the first ignition and then making the fire. So for example, we can see in the fire 2004 by using just a textile related fire statistics, furniture, the fire 7,200, deaths 610 injured. By bedding, it's a huge number and then deaths 300 people. And then textile flooring, like a carpet, 500, that is almost 100%. And then cotton, 2,400 fires, and then that is 10 people. So that's why flame retardant chemistry is very important for the in the world. Okay, so why and the how use of the chemical flame retardant? And the why? First is the resistance to the ignition by the specific source, such as maybe cigarette or a small open frame like a match or lighter. And then fire behavior of the material used in the manufacture of the following items is very, very important. Wearing apparel, and the upholstered furniture, and then beds and bedding like mattresses, and then curtain and then draperies. Also textile or flooring covering like a carpeting. So how we can make some chemical flame retardant? It can be achieved by the application of chemicals to the fabric before processing into the textile. The trend in the newly emerging chemistry is the development of non-halogenated complexes called the halogen-free flame retardant. Halogenate is a chloride or bromide. So that's why, you know, we focus to the environmentally friendly, also non or very reduced toxicity. So current project is aimed at evaluation the control variety organophosphorus and the nitrogen and the silicon precursor we use there. In this presentation, we focus to the organophosphorus complex. In the this slide shows the target of the chemical flame retardant. Usually, our research unit has a focus to the triazine phosphonate compound, and then piperazine phosphonate compound, and then ethoxy phosphonate compound. Its target is like that. It's a triazine, cyanuric chloride, X is called the chloride or hydroxide. Also, phosphonate compound, also the other hydroxymethyl phosphorus compound. And then we making the put together condensation reaction, making the one or two substitution, we'll get some final product. And then at this time is we are not using the any curing agent in the first triazine phosphonate derivatives. And the second thing is a piperazine phosphonate compound, piperazine, and adding the chloride or the bromide ethyl phosphonate compound. And then after add condensation, just these two chloride attached to the nitrogen nucleophilic reaction, and then the other arm is located dangling. And then the other is X is a chloride or bromide, and then later on attached to the cotton surface. And the last one is just ethoxy phosphonate compound by using very cheap ethoxy compound and phosphonate compound. And then binding together, we'll get the monomer, both monomer. One is called monoethoxy phosphonate, and then the other is a monoethoxy bisphosphonate compound. At this time, is we using the just two different curing agent, dicyanidiamide and citric acid. So in this presentation, just I will focus to the triazine phosphonate compound, and then last minute is I will explain to the durability of ethoxy phosphonate compound. How do I make the synthesis and the characterize the triazine phosphonate flame retardant chemical? Starting is the dimethyl phosphonate phosphite, and then using potassium carbonate and formaldehyde and methanol in room temperature. We convert to the hydroxymethyl phosphonate compound. Its yield is almost more than 95% yield. And then we characterized by proton NMR in the carbon 13 NMR. I didn't show the spectrum, but in the proton NMR, we calculate in the 5.4 and very broad peak for hydroxy proton, and then 3.7 doublet in the sixth integration of this methoxy proton, and then 3.8 is a doublet in the two proton. And the carbon 13 NMR, we making the two different peak. One is a nearby phosphonate. This carbon is located at 55.1 and 56.7, and a big number of coupling constants. And then the other methoxy carbon is located in 53.2. And then by using the second precursor, adding the sodium hydroxide in acetone in water solution, we add to the cyanuric chloride, and then we can get the final product. But there is some problem show up. If we adding the two equivalent of phosphonate to the cyanuric chloride, there is still mix one mono substitution, di substitution, and the three substitutions all mixed in together. So it's very hard to, you know, separation. But it's most of 60% is a dye substitution, we'll get the product. And the same thing, characterized by proton NMR and the carbon 13 NMR. And then make the, we characterize the chemical, FR chemical, and then we, the next time is we put it in the just fabric treatment by using just covalently binding trigen phosphonate compound. For the sampling, just 10% of sodium hydroxide solution and the soaking and the padding, and then add to the trigen phosphonate compound in water in the soaking. And then after 1 hour, we make the padding of a twill fabric and then drying 110 degrees Celsius 5 minutes and then 130 degrees Celsius 5 minutes. And then wash with just a tumble dry and then 3 times. In the, as you know, the cotton surface is a very reactive hydroxyl group. So we can add to the dye substitution or mono substitution of a trigen compound. This chloride react to the hydroxyl group. So we can making the sodium chloride is kicked out, and then our final predict our structure of a covalently binding to the cotton is like that. There is a hydroxyl group in the or substitution or our dye phosphonate trigen compound. And then by using the that twill fabric, and then we're doing the preliminary modified field test and then limiting oxygen index test. So just using the untreated twill fabric, of course it's a fail. Almost 30, 40 seconds later it's all burned out. If we add on to the 2%, 70 seconds later it's all failed, burned out. But from the 4% add-on, it passed remaining under 100 seconds. Of course, 10% of add-on, we passed to the 108 seconds. And then by using our 2%, 4%, 10% add-on twill fabric sample, we're using the LOI test. What is LOI? The minimum amount of oxygen need to sustain the frame when a sample is burning in the atmosphere in the nitrogen and oxygen is 18%. So LOI value describes to the flammability potential of the textile materials. If LOI value is less than around 21, it's a flammable in the very air upon the ignition. Between the 21 and the 28, very slowly burning. But LOI value is a bigger than 28 is very self-extinguishing. So in our, in the textile application, at least bigger than 26, less than 100, a textile are considering to be a flame retardant textile. And we try to the LOI test, untreated twill fabric, we got the average value of LOI is 19. And then 2% add-on, the low 23.7, we tried to the 11 samples. And then 4% add-on, 24.6, we tried 9 samples. And then 10% add-on is big increase to the LOI value 35. It's a huge number, we tried to the 5 samples. But we didn't, I didn't try to the maybe 6%, 8%, but this process is still in the processing. After that, we have to do the vertical frame test and then maybe 45 degree angle horizon flammability test. But that machine is will be just installation in our lab, so we'll be trying to the next maybe months. And then the we have a very high number of LOI value is treated twill fabric. And then we try to the calculate the what is inside of a treated cotton fabric. So we try to the making FDIR, we make the crush, and then we make the FDIR. We prove to the trigen diphosphonate compound is attached to the cotton or cellulose surface. And then we can find out the chloral polarization, mass angle spinning, carbon 13 solid state NMR. We proved to the this carbon is attached to the cotton surface. Also TGA and the DSC, we did it. And then for example is SAM. Just using the control cotton, like a very smooth surface. But it, we tried to the add on, this one is a 10% add on. We can see the same, and the even 3 times after wash, we saw the there is a lot of chemical binding to the surface of cotton. It's covalently binding. So durability is still looks good. And then we tried to the preliminary peel test, and then we did the LOI by using this number. Maybe next meeting is I will explain to the piece by piece of a spectrum and then exactly what's going on. And then, but this time is just we did characterize the this of a spectroscopy. And then the last meeting is I will explain to the just using mono epoxy phosphonate and then mono epoxy bisphosphonate and then FR durability. In this case is we using 50% isopropanol solution in 2 equivalent of our monomers and the 1 equivalent of curing agent, dicyanidiamide and then citric acid. Left table shows the LOI and the add-on. Treated print close. LOI is 23, 26, depending on percent add-on. And then twill fabric, 9.3% add-on, we got the 24.5 LOI. Treated freeze, 23.5 add-on, we got the 26.5. But after 2-3 times after wash, this durability is all gone. That's why we try making the add magnesium chloride hexahydrate. 1 equivalent, and then this is a different number is shown. Monophosphonate with magnesium chloride is 9. This all number is a 5 times wash, and the padding and the dry 100 degrees Celsius, 5 minutes, 130 degrees, 5 minutes for curing, and then wash 5 times. This data, but in the mono epoxy monophosphonate compound, there is still even 5 times after wash, there's still low number, 23.5, 25, or 26. All number is below 27. So this monomer is not good for the flame retardant. But the other hand is a monoepoxy bisphosphonate compound. We did the same thing before. Add to the magnesium chloride hexahydrate. Treated the print close, 28.5. Treated the twill fabric, we add on 9%, 27.5. Treated the freeze, we add on 18%, we got a very high number, 28.5. And then right column has the same bisphosphonate compound with magnesium chloride after curing 5 times wash. And then we got the very high number still remaining. 9.4 add-on, we got the 27.5. 12.5 add-on, we got the 28.5. Also, all most of the number of the above to the 27, even 28. So in this case, we successfully making the some FR durability until 5 times wash cycle by using monoepoxy bisphosphonate compound. Okay, conclusion. The new triazine phosphonate derivatives for the flame retardant chemical was designed and prepared in simple 2 steps. And then proton NMR and carbon 13 spectroscopy confirmed its chemical structure. And then TGA and DSA study explained to the thermal decomposition and the curing properties. The new triazine phosphonate were cured on cotton twill fabric so far. We'll try to make the freeze and then print the clothes later on by using a traditional PET-dry cure method. And FTIR and the CPMAS carbon 13 solid state NMR and TGA DSC and the SAM confirmed its chemical structure. Also, preliminary modified pill test and the LOI test shows that the new triazine phosphonate FR provide satisfactory frame resistance to the treated fabric, and then advance the durability by using epoxy bisphosphonate FR cross-linker with magnesium chloride was successfully done. So this project is funding for the USDA ARS. CRIS number is 6435. 41085.00D. Also special thank you for the Krista for the CSQ unit, and she did the LOI data for us. Okay, thank you very much.
We have time for one quick question and a quick answer.
Just a question.
Yes. Yeah, but unfortunately, yeah, I didn't try to do any other in the test yet. We tried to do just a frameability test. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.